The following was recorded in front of a live studio audience at the Studio 21 Podcast Cafe. This is the United Podcast Network.
The following program is closed captioned for the thinking impaired.
By tomorrow, I will rule the world!
You think he's gone? He's not gone! That's the whole point! He's never gone!
Is this some radical new therapy?
You see?
Well, I mustn't have been paying attention. When you were just talking to me, do you think that you could repeat the question? And I listened more attentively. There must have been something in all of that nothing that wasn't quite so easy to see.
Oh, how you doing?
Good.
How are you?
And I must have missed something when you were just talking.
Yeah, I'm locked up. So.
When you were busy slamming the
I'm trying. You want me to do it on my phone?
I'm trying. Hold on. I got the spinning wheel going. All right, I got it.
Thank you.
I'm gonna share it on yours too.
I need an IT. Yeah, I need an IT guy. Do we have one in close proximity?
I need an IT guy like every day.
Oh God, I'm a mess.
The joke's on both of you. What? He has a little device in his pocket that makes, miraculously, when he goes near people's laptops, all of a sudden everyone needs his help.
He's jamming my signal.
I'm just saying. That's smart business right there.
Yeah.
All right, what do you say we get rolling here? All right, let's go. How you all doing? My name is David Consoli at the Paying Attention Podcast, high atop the Two Guys Smoke Shop at the Studio 21 Podcast Cafe. Boy, am I excited today. We have a fun show, our last show before Christmas. And by the way, happy Hanukkah, Tom.
Thank you.
And I'm going to deviate a little bit at the top of the show. We usually thank our sponsors right away, but I have to mention my mother. My mom, Isabella Consoli, 85 years old, sent in these cookies for our guests and our producer, who's eyeballing them.
Oh, right? Yeah. Drooling a little.
My mom has this tradition where she, Isabella Consoli, my mom has this tradition where she bakes for like 2 weeks before Christmas and does this huge variety of Italian cookies. I don't know if you could take some home. There's some nuts in
them. I'm going to take some home.
There's nuts in some of those. So.
There's nuts right here.
There you go.
So mom was a little bit upset that two of her varieties were not available yet, but she sent along for the group. So I want to start by thanking my mom for sending that along. Also going to thank our sponsors, Dave D. Natale, W3 On. We never really mention him a lot on the show, but we got him in studio today, so this ought to be fun.
I always like to throw him a free plug. That's why he's on the rotation in the front.
Yeah.
Because he manages the Valley Patriot website.
Yes, and not only is he my web guy, he's quite the character, so we'll get to see his sense of humor.
No.
So our other sponsors. Century 21, McLennan Real Estate. Matt McLennan and Janet and everybody down there, we wish them a Merry Christmas. Marsan & Son Construction. EIS Investigation and Gun Training. The Doug Mercurio Law Office. Borelli's Deli.
Love Borelli's.
Do we have...
We were just there yesterday.
Yeah, we don't even know. So next week when you come back, you'll start reporting on the sandwich of the day.
I'm going to try, but they keep bringing it back and then not bringing it back.
Oh, okay.
So I'm really dependent on them.
Every time I fill in, I'm not sure if I should have
that
information. Tomo, Shaken Seafood, Clear Path for Veterans, AFC Urgent Care, Lisa Williams, Merry Christmas to her as well. My crew at Pleasant Valley Landscape Contractors.
Contractors.
Yes, we are closed for the season, and we are not, and I repeat, not taking on snow plowing. We are getting out of the snow plowing business. We're downsizing that. Par 28, you've been there with me, right?
I have.
We've verified that my wife will not be killing me with an axe anytime soon.
We have not verified
his
that.
His wife, my wife, and the two of us, we went axe throwing, and my wife couldn't hit the side of a barn. So
I must have missed that invite.
I think if she has to hatchet me to death, it'll be a close range, right?
But she'll call me.
This guy here is a ringer. He was hitting everything in
sight. But did you try the Ray's Coal Fire Pizza while
no,
you were there?
No, we didn't. We left. Mm. We had a couple cocktails, and we went to another restaurant. Because it was a little loud in there. They had the music. And,
yep.
And I'm old.
We're getting older.
We're getting older. Loaded in the Zani Pesh Law Office, and a free shout-out to JG's Ice Cream. Now, I'm sitting in the a-hole chair for our host, so which means I have to bring up a controversial subject that I'm a little bit fired up about today. I'm done for the year. I've come into this new routine now, and you know, I went on vacation with to Florida with a couple of my friends and their spouses, and I've come home and I have this routine. And every Sunday morning, one of the things I enjoy doing is watching On the Record on Channel 5 with Ed Harding, mm-hmm. and they have Mary Ann Marsh, our Democratic political analyst, and they also have a guy named Rob Gray. He's a Republican political analyst. And something got brought up this week which kind of fried me. It's about Mayor Wu sending out a holiday invite for a non-white holiday party or Christmas party, whatever you want to call it. So she's excluding white people from this party. And it's really pissing me off that they talk about inclusion and involving everyone. And that here we go, another divisive thing that not only is the local media picking up on, it was on Howie Carr last night on his show. Dan Ray was talking about it. And the national media, Fox News, has picked up on it, and they're trashing this woman. But I have a bigger problem with this. I'm sick and tired of my Democrat friends mm-hmm. not admitting that there's issues in their party. And I'm going to tell you, and this is for you, Mary Ann Marsh. And you can roll back the tape for anyone that can go on Channel 5's website and see this. When this was brought up about how divisive this invitation was and how she sent out a correction email and then said there'll be another party for whites, Mary Ann Marsh, the Democratic political analyst, put up her hand like this and said, nothing to see here. This has been going on for years. Well, Rob Gray said, this is divisive. It sends the wrong message. And she should be ashamed. She is the biggest loser of the week. Mm-hmm. Now, I want to applaud Mr. Gray, not for calling out the Democrats, but every time this particular show talks about Donald Trump, and you know how I feel about Donald Trump, his behavior is abhorrent. Rob Gray will go on this show, and many other Republicans that I've seen on TV, and will denounce his behavior. But the Democrats, and I have friends like this, can't admit anything's wrong in their party. The Democrats can do no wrong. It's all us evil Republicans. And I'm sick and tired of it. My black friends, my Hispanic friends, my Asian friends, they don't care about this stuff. If people are less fortunate than us white people, you know what they care about? Inflation. They care about their grocery bills. They care about, in the last 3 years, their rents have gone through the roof. They care about their health care costs. Can we stop dividing people and stop with this political narrative that people of color or immigrants are victims? We just spent $250 million for people that broke into this country illegally and are putting in shelters. Now, without getting into that debate, Tom, okay?
Yep.
This subject's near and dear to my heart. My father waited 5 years to come from Italy. He had to have a sponsor and a job. And you don't get any more liberal Democrat than my dad. He's a big union guy. But he's upset about this because people are just pouring through the border. Now, without me pointing fingers, the immigration system is definitely broken.
Okay? Well, I just want to disagree with you there. It's not broken. It's been subverted.
If they
implemented the laws that are on the books, if they sent people home who broke in illegally, if they vetted the people who came here, then the immigration system would work out fine. But if you have a law and people refuse to enforce it, then you can't turn around and say the system is broken. No, you're not doing your job.
Okay, so getting back to minorities in the state of Massachusetts, okay, that they say—
You mean white people?
No, well— They say that, you know, equity between blacks and Hispanics, and there is some truth to that, that there's a wage gap. Those people deserve $250 million in assistance, not people that are walking through the country illegally. They're asking for another $900 million
right.
for the migrant. They keep calling them migrants,
right.
But they're illegal.
They're illegal aliens.
And I am like, you know me. I come on the show a lot. I don't get like this, but I am frustrated by the constant narrative and the constant divisive nature of politics, not only nationally, but in our state and in our own backyard. And I had to talk about it today because I'm fed up. I find myself sitting there going, are they really saying this?
Yes, they are.
I thought we're supposed to represent everyone.
No, that was the ruse. That was the ruse because the Democrat Party has completely shit on Martin Luther King and his dream. Because when we were growing up in the 70s, the 80s, even the 90s, we were taught that in order to heal the racial division in this country that has always existed, and by the way, in every country has always existed, that we needed to look at the world the way Martin Luther King wanted us to, which was to be a colorblind society, to judge individuals based on the content of their character, the way they treat you, the way they treat your family, the way they treat their fellow human beings, not based on their category, not based on their skin color. But the Democrat Party has found a way to benefit, profit financially from stoking racial division within the country. And politically, by stoking the racial, so that now they've shit on Martin Luther King's dream, while at the same time pretending that they're the arbiters of civil rights, that they're the people who are the good guys morally when it comes to racial issues. But all they've done is they've redefined, right? So you talked about inclusion. Well, inclusion has been redefined. It doesn't mean inclusion anymore, right? So they can say with a straight face on TV at a political event, well, I'm for inclusion, and at the same time want to exclude white people from something based on their race, based only on their race. And I always say when I'm talking to my liberal Democrat friends who make excuses for this bullshit racism, well, you know, what if I decided I wanted to have a white-only party? Oh, that's racism. So how do you square those two in your head?
I don't. I mean, I can't, and I'm fed up with my Republican Party because they're a bunch of frauds.
They are.
They can't get out of their own way, and I applaud the Democrats for this because they get behind their candidates. They support them. It's like the old circle. The Democrats get in a circle. They aim their weapons, and they fire outward. When the Republicans get in their circle, they aim at each other, and they shoot within.
There was a thing on Facebook yesterday I want to share with you because it goes so perfectly with what you're saying. So I can't remember the exact name of the experiment that they did, but in the 70s, there was an experiment that they did in college campuses. They got 8 kids together in a room, 8 students. You remember? You know what I'm talking about?
Brown eyes and the blue eyes.
No. So this was a different one. They got 8 kids together in a room, and all of the kids were paid actors except for one. The one kid was like the actual experiment, and they put 2 cards in front of them, and one had 3 long lines and one had a short line. And each kid got up and said that the 3 short lines were equal to the one, the 3 long lines were equal to the 1 short line. And as each one did, and they got to the kid who's not the actor, in order to fit in, got up, discounted what his eyes told him, and said quite convincingly, no, these are all equal, just like the rest of them. Because of the peer pressure, wanting to fit in. And that's what the Democrat Party and the media does to us every single day. They say it's a mainly peaceful protest while there's a Wendy's behind them that's on fire.
Yeah,
while people are getting shot. Like Kyle Rittenhouse is shooting somebody in self-defense. And people are told, pay no attention to the fact that they were attacking him and that they're criminals and that he shot back in self-defense. He shouldn't have been there in the first place. So he's the bad guy.
Oh, yeah. That was a mess. So without getting into this, I don't want to consume the whole show because it's supposed to be a feel-good show, but that was just something that irked me this week. So I want to get to our guest.
Yeah.
I want to know, do you feel better, though?
Yes, I do. I got it off my chest.
Thank you.
It's been bothering me. So to my left, to your right, is Dave DiNatale, and he likes to be called Dave, not David, like me, because
I'm not as important.
Great, one more thing to remember.
So Dave is the owner of W3 On Web Development, and I want to give you a little bit of background on how him and I have met and subsequently become friends. Back about 10 years ago, I had a web hosting company that did my website, hosted my website, was in charge of, what do you call hosting the emails? Email hosting.
Sure.
Okay. So if you know anything about my type of business, April is the busiest time of the year. It's when about 30% of our sales come annually in 4 weeks. Now, we had opened up for the season, and our email had completely gotten shut down, and there was no communication with customers. Now, if we sent out a mailing telling customers, this is the price structure, this is what you have to, you know, authorize or what have you, people were trying to communicate with us, and they weren't. So it was hitting me directly in the pocketbook. So I would call.
As a business owner, you freak out when one of your forms of communication isn't working.
It was our main form of communication. Okay. So at the time, I was out in the field a lot. So I would go to work at 5:30 in the morning. I would be in the office at 7 p.m. I'm missing all those messages during the day, okay, because it's an instant society. So I would call the web guy and say, what's going on? This went on for 3 of the 4 weeks of Prime. So
Weeks,
dead in the water.
Listen, there would have been someone dead after 3 days if that was the Valley Patriot
office. Thank God for Facebook. Thank God for Facebook because I had I had done a mini rant on Facebook of how frustrated I was. And one of my good friends, David Blanchett, called me and he said to me, hey, I got this.
Firefighter?
No, He's just, he works at Strom and he's a dental company. He's a childhood friend of mine. So he calls me up and says, I got this guy, Dave DiNatale. You should call him. He's the best. Great. So I reach out to him. He says, no problem. And I said, but there's one problem. I can't work with you. I'm slammed. I'm in a crisis right now. Can you work with my wife? Because you know, at the time, my wife was a stay-at-home mom.
You're way better off there anyway.
No, she's
no
great.
Doubt.
No, she's great. And my wife is more technically savvy, as you've noticed, than I was. So Dave shows up at my house, and in conjunction with my wife, they fight with the other company to get passcodes that they wouldn't give up, correct?
That's true.
They would not give them up. So long story short, he gets me up. He creates a new website for me. He gets all the email codes, gets me up and running, and the rest is history. And even last year when we went to a web-based platform for our customer portals and all this stuff, that this new web thing, I invited him and his wife, Jana, over for dinner, and I said to his wife, I have to steal him for a minute, and I brought him into my home office, and I said, this is what we're running now, and he kind of had that death stare. He's like, you're running Windows XP. I'm like, listen, I thought I'd be retired.
I loved XP.
I thought I'd be retired by now, but, you know, it's...
But then again, I loved Vista, too.
Yeah, so. But my son... you know, has interest in the business, so I guess I got to stick around, so I have to get with the times. So Dave gave me some direction. We made the change. It's been 12 months now, right? Yeah, about a year, and we're very, very happy. So now that we've become friends, we do things socially with him and his wife. And
don't invite me.
Yeah, whatever. So
we're not dumb.
We're not dumb. Yeah. So I said it's high time that we have him on. So Dave, so tell us, we want to talk about what you do for people, similar to the story that I just lent, you know, how long you've been doing this? Give us some background.
Yeah, so I've been doing this about, I think I did my first website in 1996. I know I don't look that old, but I am. And
you're younger than me.
Yeah, well.
I'm opening these up, Tom.
I've been doing this for, I guess that's, you know, almost 20 plus years, 25 years, give or take. Yeah, a long time. So, you know, back in the days when it was just, you know, you just code stuff by hand and now it's all point and click, but you know, I just type code. And so I've got that kind of background and, yeah, I've helped a lot of clients like you. And, you know, I think the problem is like a lot of people get very busy website developers. If you have a good one, hang on to them. And if you don't, you know, call me. But, part of the problem is people don't get back to people or people don't want to put in the work. Like with, in your case, to, you know, fight with those other hosting companies, or even recently for another company we had a fight for on your behalf. I mean, we sit there and we take the time.
Right. You just did that. Was that, you can name them, the network solutions. They wouldn't give him or Karen because he was like asking me questions. And I said, I don't know. I went back to my wife.
She just left Network Solutions and went with Dave.
And you were another. Yeah, I mean, you guys, so like people who aren't necessarily technically savvy, they let their website sit and linger. Right. They don't keep track of their accounts and things like that. And then years go by without a problem, but the day you have a problem and you haven't kept track of anything, you know, it takes sometimes weeks and even longer sometimes to get up.
One of my frustrations, I know it's a little off topic, but being the guy that you are, I'm hoping you can kind of remind some of your – so I go to – like I want to go to Orzo's one night for dinner, right? Okay. I haven't been there in probably 5 years. And a friend of mine likes that place, so I said, I'll take him there. So I go to their website, and it's got their hours. Mm-hmm. They haven't changed their friggin' hours since before COVID. So you show up, and they're closed because they changed their hours when COVID happened, never changed it on the website. And I noticed the same thing with pizza places. I know the same thing with chiropractor places. So guys like you, you need to, like, remind, like, your clients, like, you know, you need to update
when you change your hours, when you if you change your pricing, even it's even worse.
Yeah, yeah.
Right, because there's a restaurant that we all like to go to that hasn't changed the prices on their website, and you know they're a little bit more expensive now. When you get that bill, you're like, wait, I didn't expect it to be that much.
I think you broke a window.
So I didn't mean to interrupt you, but
no, that's a good good
thinking
point.
Of web stuff.
You know? So how do you follow up with your clients? I know he did like one time he was stuck in traffic on 28 in Shawshing Square, and I'm driving, I'm in traffic, I didn't see him. And he goes, hey, I get this text from him. He goes, hey, on your website, there's a logo that says Pleasant Valley Landscape Contractors 25th anniversary. And on your truck, it says 30th anniversary. When are you going to get that to me? Because it makes your web guy look bad. And I'm like, where is he? Right? And there he is waving
what
to me.
I'm talking about.
I'm everywhere. And I think you've been in business 35 years.
35,
if I'm not mistaken,
and I'm done with the stickers. I don't even want to know.
Yeah, clearly.
It's like a bad memory right now at 35. 36 years. It'll be 36 years next month.
Well, you could update your website.
And by the way, today is the 6th anniversary of the day that we had our first dry run for the Paying Attention podcast.
Oh, nice.
Came up in my timeline today. Today, I had a very different idea of what this podcast was going to be when we first started. I wanted like a news show. I had panelists. I had news guys come in and just read straight news. And we've morphed quite a bit over the years. But, 6 years ago today, we came in and we did like our first dry run.
You've had some great guests. That's how you got.
Yeah. So, great host, man.
Yeah. Well, I'm the fill-in guy from when he just had procedure and he's a little winded. So go ahead.
To answer both of your questions, you know, like, I mean, you know, we started with clients and, you know, people are clients and they're friends. But, you know, I've got a lot of clients around town, Andover, Methuen, wherever. And I see these people out and about, and that's kind of what I like about doing the website. So, you know, if I see you at the post office, I'm going to remind you. But it's part of our like hosting and whatnot that we do, keep sites up to date behind the scenes, the stuff that nobody really sees, updating the software and things like that. After we do that, we're communicating with you to say, hey, we did this. If you have any trouble, whatever. So we have a regular cadence anyway, but then we'll reach out to people and just if I haven't talked to you in a long time, I'm going to just send you an email. I'm going to send you a text. I try and keep a list of who I haven't spoken to recently.
Yeah. You have a woman. Her name is Shannon.
Shannon
works for you. And my previous provider, I would never know if something was wrong. Okay. So I would, and this would happen frequently, like 3 or 4 times a year. And I brought up the April scenario because it hit me in the pocketbook. Mm-hmm. It'd be like July or August, and I'd say, geez, I haven't gotten an email all week. And sure enough, the email was down for like 6 days, and I didn't even know. Dave's staff sends me every single month. There's a specific day of the month. They check, they go on the website, they check every email address on the website, whether it's your service portal, whether it's the billing inquiries, whether it's a customer referral, whether it's a request for an estimate. They send me all these dummy emails, and then they send another one out to me at the business, me, my personal, him, and my wife. They copy all of us, and they say, hey, we tested everything this month. Everything's working. Let us know if you have any issues. And that's like huge to me.
Yeah, and you know, for everybody, like not everybody needs that level, but you know, I know you did because it, you know, hit you in the pocketbook, so to speak. Yeah. And whatever. I don't judge.
So what other services do you provide for people? So you build websites, you maintain them.
Build them, design them, update them. We do the hosting. We'll provide some email. You know, for a small business, we'll provide email. If you need something like enterprise level, we've got people that we work with, you know, guys that you know that I've referred to. They'll do bigger stuff. But the other service that I really like is your Google Business Profile. You know, when he's talking about you don't update your hours on your website, like it's one thing not to update the hours on your website, but you know, what does that lead to? Sometimes Google will get the hours from your website based on what's there, but even if they don't, you need to update your Google profile. So if you're going to be closed on, say, Labor Day or whatever day, you have to update that in your on your Google profile. And people either don't know how to get to their profile, they don't need to update it.
Yeah, so I have no clue.
Yeah, well, we do all that for our clients as well.
We just got a message from one of our viewers saying, hey, Tom, thanks for excoriating everyone else. I just went to your website. It still says 2020. So I just went to the Valley Page website, and he's right. So
really?
Well, we do have to talk, because the other thing that people don't know, and you haven't updated the bones of your website for many, many years. At some point, these things do, as servers get more like advanced. Like, it's like your iPhone, right? You update that all the time. Mm-hmm. And if you don't, like certain programs will stop working. It is the same with websites. So I know your website has been up for 10 years, even before I...
Right. We started in 2004, and I think this version of the website went up in 2009.
Yeah. And at some point, it will be... No, you won't be able to update it anymore.
Right.
And at that point, you'll have to
change the what's the word I'm looking for? The template.
Yeah.
Of
so there's
how it lays out.
So most websites are built in WordPress these days, and they come in three parts. There's WordPress, the base software, then there's a theme, and the base always gets updated by WordPress. And then the theme, if that company's still in business, whoever made the theme, they will typically continue to update it. Mm-hmm. But sometimes they go out of date, they go out of business or what have you. And then you're kind of stuck. And then what WordPress is built on is something called like PHP. And PHP over time gets more secure and they update and update. And so if people are running PHP 5, their websites are going to stop working.
I think my biggest frustration with my website is at one point we had monetized the website.
Yes.
And we were actually making money. Not a lot of money, maybe $400 a month, $500 a month. But that $500 a month to any business, anyone out there who knows, an extra $500 a month to a business is a lot of money. Mm-hmm. And that takes care of like, you know, an electric bill for the office, right?
Absolutely.
Yep. And when that went away, and also YouTube also changed their analytics, we were making money on YouTube on our videos, and that went away. All of a sudden, like, we were down 500 from the website. We were down 800 on YouTube. We were down, like, 300 from another service that we were using. And now we're, like, $1,500, $1,800 down for the year, a month, actually, right? You add that up for the year, it turned out to be, you know, $12,000, $13,000. And when we're doing our books at the end of the year, it shows, you know, even though it seems like a drop in the bucket as we're going.
But they add up.
And
they
every business up. Is unique. So Dave has to go in there, right, and see what the client, what's unique to the client.
Yeah, for example, and we don't have to dig into your website now, but I did look on there. I said, hey, I'm coming on today. I better see what's going on there. And no, I did notice. So that piece, whatever the problem is, Google is no longer talking to your website and needs some connection. So you must have information for Google that we don't have. So
no idea. Yeah.
So that's the next piece of it. So if you don't keep, so something probably happened to your Google Ads account, and so now there's nothing for the website to talk back to.
Gotcha.
So you know we.
So this is why you guys need to hire Dave DiNatale, because guys like me, I'm a newspaper guy.
It's the thing.
I want to produce content. I want to spend my day after I leave here writing about like the voter fraud thing that happened in Lawrence yesterday and all that other stuff that's going on news-wise.
We're going to talk about that next week,
don't want to spend an hour of my day dealing with a website mechanical issue.
Yeah.
And that's why you need someone like Dave.
It's typically
if you
not
don't
an hour.
Know what you're talking about.
Right.
A lot of times he tells me things. I'm like, I don't want to know. Just do it.
Right.
And send me a bill.
Send me a bill.
Yeah. He had an issue in his yard. It was a small issue. It took me, 20 minutes? And I said to him, I got that. You know, you don't have to worry because that's my thing.
Right.
And I want to stay in my lane. I am really good at what I do.
Great at what you do. Yeah.
But you've seen me. I've had this conversation with Jana. Yeah. I've had this conversation with you. I am terrible with technology.
Right.
My kids make fun of me. They just got me Windows 11. And I'm like, oh, this is new. But I told you the other day, I said, Dave, this is great. I should have did this years ago. And kind of got up with the technology. But as soon as I make a mistake, I get frustrated when I don't know what I'm talking about. I like to pay people that actually know what they're doing.
Yeah, and you can't solve everything all the time. But, you know, we have a lot of stick-to-itiveness. So, yeah, we will battle through those problems, like some of the problems you had. They weren't they weren't just like quick, hey, I know what's going on. Like, you got to dig and whatever. And you know, and to Tom's point, too, like, we control the website. We don't necessarily control all the accounts that you want to hook into your website, like Google. And for some people, we do, but that's a different level of service. But, you know, so it's tough. But when things like that happen, you know, now you bring it to my attention, you have no idea what's going on with Google. Like, we'll work together and we'll figure out how to get either a new account or get you into the old account.
So how's the demand for your services, and how are you looking for – we only have a few more minutes before we get to the lightning round. How is demand for your business, and how is staffing? Because we all have problems trying to get are you buried like everybody else?
Yeah, absolutely buried, but we always find a way. And, you know, I don't. If people know me, they know I don't sleep much. It's because, you know, we are so buried, and then, you know, people have an urgent problem, and it doesn't matter that it's 5 o'clock, 7 o'clock, 11 o'clock. Like,
oh, that's miserable.
You know, yeah, you know, it does happen from time to time. And, you know, sometimes you pay the price the next day, and I've had some early morning meetings after those nights, and you can tell. But the bottom line is the client needs to – their sites need to be up. They need to be making money, however they do it. And, yeah, whatever it takes. But staffing wise, I get a few people that work for me. You know, one is probably more full time than not, but you know, I get a couple of people here and there, and
they're really good. That guy Preston that I've dealt with when you have a glitch, mm-hmm. or if Dave's away on vacation or whatever, and they sent me this guy Preston. He's terrific. He gets right back to me.
And I'll say every single time I've reached out to Dave on an issue, he's gotten back to me like almost same day. Like a couple of times, maybe he got back to me like the next morning because it was late when I reached out, but always gets back to me right away. And in my business, I need someone who's going to get back to me right away because I'm going to forget that issue if they don't.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to forget to do the follow-up and I'm going to forget to reach back out to that person. And then 6 months later, someone's coming to me with a big problem that could have been handled 6 months ago. It wouldn't have been a big problem if I hadn't.
I'm usually pretty laid back unless it's costing me money. Because if I'm looking at the bottom line, it's costing me money.
And it's W3 on.
W3 on. How can they reach
.com.
You? Is it on the screen, Chrissy, or is that rolling?
You know, it's only four digits. You know, I don't know if you want to call them digits, but W3 on. And I chose that way back when. And I guess I named my business because
What's that stand for?
Well, I was looking for something short because I figured I'm going to be doing this for another 20-30 years, and that's a lot of keystrokes. So I figure I've saved myself about
There's no significance to the
there
W3?
Is there absolutely is. Yeah.
All right. So www.
Yeah, World Wide Web. So that's short for WW is short for World Wide Web, and W3 is short for WWW. It's an industry thing.
Okay.
So that's even shorter, more efficient, and then on is short for online. So, you know, but the moral of the story is I was looking for a four-digit domain name. That came up. I said, okay, we're going to run with this because I'm not typing out Pleasant Valley Exchange.
Yeah, I get it. Mine's really long.
Yeah.
See if we can
and I can tell you, I spent a lot of time on the phone over the years with Network Solutions. They're a nightmare to deal with.
Awful.
The people who work there are wonderful, but they don't know shit. Mm. And you talk to them on the phone, and they say they fix something, and then you hang the phone up. By the way, it took you 20 minutes to get them on the phone, get a real person. Then you hang up, and 10 minutes later, that same issue kicks back in, and now you got to wait another 20 minutes on the phone to get a real person on the line who is super nice, but like doesn't know what they're doing, and says that they're fixing it, and then they say within an hour it should be done, and 3 days later you're still trying to get it fixed. Yeah. I called Dave once, and within 24 hours, no matter what the issue has been, has always taken care of the issue or gotten back to me and said, okay, this will be done by a certain time.
Great customer service, but he doesn't charge enough. I'm sorry.
Right.
I get his bills.
Don't charge us more, but he gets, new customers.
He's like, you're a friend of mine. I'm like, Dave, you know,
you spend time on that.
All right, so let's go to the lightning round. We're running behind. All right, you ready to answer some silly questions that may or may not get you in trouble? So we'll see. Tom? You're always in trouble.
I know his wife. He's in trouble before he starts.
I know his wife, too.
She's a saint.
All right. What is the proper date for retailers to display Christmas items in their store? Tom?
The day after Thanksgiving.
All right.
First day of December.
How about you?
I'll say 2 weeks before December. Is that Thanksgiving? Wait, I don't know.
You're right.
Thanksgiving's not an Australian thing. Okay. Yeah, all right. I'll say right after Thanksgiving.
All right. I'm going to agree with Tom and say the day after Thanksgiving. Yep. I think that's great. Okay. On a scale of 1 to 10, how important is a white Christmas to you? I'm starting with you, Chrissy.
0. I'm from Australia. We do not have white Christmas. So the novelty here, but it's not the end of the world.
Dave,
if I don't get it.
No, 0.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm a big 0, too.
I'm 0 as well. We are unanimous.
Yeah. Unanimous.
Look at that. What happened?
This is a short. I just cut it off. We're running short of time. I'm not playing the whole sound.
Okay, so next question. Have you ever stuck to a New Year's resolution more than 6 months? Tom.
Oh, absolutely. No. Yep, I have.
No, you give up?
That's crazy.
By the way, this beard, when I was 23 years old, was a New Year resolution. And I swore I was gonna grow a beard. I was having the hardest time. I couldn't grow it. I was young. And it looked really crappy for the first 10 years.
It has finally moved in. I'm going to say yes, I do that weight loss thing, and I've been pretty successful on occasion. What about you?
I don't make them. I just try and do better every day.
Really?
Okay. Look at you.
Good for you. You're like perfect.
Don't set parameters that you're just going to beat yourself up for not meeting.
Tom, what percentage of online shopping do you do versus retail for Christmas or Hanukkah in your case?
Wait, what was you going to be again?
Percentage of online versus retail shopping for the holidays.
I don't buy anything online.
Okay, so that's 0.
I'm 100% in the store.
Dave, you got awesome kids. I'm sure you have to buy stuff for them.
So I've got a better wife.
Does the wife
and
does?
She does it.
She's
so
awesome.
So I do 0% online and 0% offline.
Oh, okay. Zero.
You guys make up the deficit for me then, because I do like 99%. Oh, I did this year, like 99% online.
I do about 30% online and 70% in store. I like to go touch the stuff.
In my defense, open your stores at 2 a.m. when I'm ready to shop. Like, right. I'm busy during that. That's why I do online, just for the record, is because I am that pumped when the stores are open, doing my own like jobs and things. I just don't have time.
You know, there's something about walking around a store at Christmas time and picking things up and thinking like, oh, you know what? My friend Phil would love this.
100%
you know what I'm saying? Like, to me, that makes my Christmas
better. Hey, you're slowing down the lightning round. Come on, let's go.
Jeez, God forbid we have content.
I know. God, conversation.
What smell reminds you of Christmas?
Like a real Christmas tree.
Good
not,
one.
Yeah. So I smelt a candle that was Christmas tree scented
French
today.
French vanilla.
No, we're not listening.
I would say pine, but I'm going to say French vanilla.
I'm going to change
Why
it
French
up.
French vanilla? That's like
We had this candle. Well, I don't know. We had this candle that we put our Christmas.
Yeah, I know.
Like French vanilla.
Your wife told me about you have a thing for Yankee candle.
I do have a lot of Yankee candles.
He's a guy, but he shops in candles.
You're the one that's hitting me in the pocketbook. I'm not judging, but.
All right.
Gingerbread cookies.
I'm going to go with the smell of the Christmas tree as well.
I stopped the clock for a minute because you're like panic rushing. We're conversing and you're just talking over. Oh. So you can have a minute and relax. I just was going to say that
you keep me on a tight leash.
I smelt a Christmas tree scented candle today. It literally smelled like vomit. Like, I'm not even kidding. Right. I smelled
really?
It. I like, oh, so
what kind
yeah.
of Christmas trees you get there?
Yeah, no, I don't know, but I'm just saying.
It's not good.
So real Christmas tree scent of a dying tree in your living room.
All right. What is the one item that you have to eat during the holiday season every year? You have to have one.
Turkey,
good one.
Has to be.
Dave.
Tiramisu, everywhere I go.
Ooh.
You're a tiramisu guy, huh? Does the wife make that or do you buy it? Because my wife makes a mean tiramisu.
So wherever I go, I get it, and I've got a whole photo album of tiramisu. Mm-hmm. I can't believe I haven't showed you.
Really? All right. I'm coming over your house.
She brought it with you. Oh, my God.
I'm coming over your house, Jana, for tiramisu. It's something I like. Go ahead.
Cheesecake.
Good one.
Okay. Cheesecake, but it's got to have either cherry or strawberry on top.
My answer is easy. It's right in front of me. My mother. My mother's amazing.
Actually, can I just give a shout out? We did a snack one while we were doing the show. That might be one of the best cookies, if not the best. It's definitely the best pistachio cookie I've ever tasted in my life. And it's one of the probably top five cookies I've ever had in total in my whole life. Well done.
Wow. You haven't only tasted one of them.
I'm very excited.
I told my mom, I said, the producer still to this day talks about the podcast 2 years ago where I brought in the oatmeal raisin.
It felt like it was yesterday.
And my mom's like, she really liked them? I'm like, I'm like, Mom, they're awesome.
I will wear that whole bag of cookies on my hips like a badge of honor.
All righty then.
This is why I love her. This is why I so love her.
We got to get her up here.
Welcome to life.
I agree. I'd rather have her as a guest.
I'd rather have her as the host.
What's a better holiday movie? It's A Wonderful Life from 1947.
No.
Never
or
seen it.
A Christmas Story from 1983.
Haven't seen the first one. Only just saw the second one for the first time last year.
Isn't it cute? So
it's not as bad as I thought it was going to be.
It's a no-brainer. Christmas Story.
Yeah, I got to go with the Christmas story.
We are unanimous again.
I said it.
Woo!
I actually hate the whole premise of It's a Wonderful Life.
Yeah, I've actually,
the whole
you know
premise
what?
Of that.
Chrissy, I'm with you. I've never seen that movie.
Yeah.
My friend Dave Abdu watches it every year.
Pay your mortgage. If you don't pay your mortgage, the bank the bank forecloses and then nobody can buy a freaking house.
Is that what it's about?
You know what I'm saying? Like, that's the whole thing is the guy's losing his house and he wants the bank to forgive the loan or to like to just slow down the payments.
If you're listening on the Podbean, Tom's wearing a Grinch hat, by the way.
Yeah. Fittingly.
Fittingly. All right.
Yeah. Every day.
What Christmas song, and I'm starting with you, Dave, what Christmas song are you sick of?
Oh, that grandmother got run over by a reindeer.
I love that one.
They came up with a new song in Key West last week. David got run over by a wheelchair. Because my friend rammed into me. He was
Dave
drunk. No, another buddy that was us. And I got hit with a wheelchair in the ankle, and my wife came up with the song. David got hit by a wheelchair, and they were singing it for 2 days. They were embarrassing me. Tom.
I got two. I don't know what the name of it is, but it's the one where they're all singing a different key at the same time.
Yep.
Carol of have the bell.
I so fucking hate that song. Like, if I hear the first, okay, if I hear the first note of that song on my I'm liable to drive into a tree while I'm driving if I hear that. The other one is All I Want for Christmas Is You. I love that song so much, but they've played it, overplayed it.
It's the number one song of all time for Christmas.
And you know, I'm such a romantic guy that I loved that when it first came out. And like Stairway to Heaven and everything else, they just ruined it by playing it too much.
Yeah. You know, I'm gonna agree with Tom. That song never.
It was such a nice song.
That song never bothered me, but they play it every 5 minutes. Mm-hmm. It's too much. So what about you?
Mine is the Paul McCartney one, Christmas Time.
Really?
It's
Do you know it's Christmas time at all?
I still don't think I believe that he wrote that. He was writing it in protest to the studio that went, write a commercial hit real quick, and he went, watch this shit. Like, simply having a wonderful Christmas. Shut up. And I love Paul McCartney.
Right, Paul McCartney's one of the greatest artists ever.
Of all time.
But some of his bad songs are really bad.
It's, I swear to God, he went, oh, yeah, you want me to just be the cash cow for you? Get this song. And people love it. And I'm like, Paul is so much better than that. I feel like he was did it
under duress.
Oh,
we are the world.
He wrote that song under duress.
It's that reaction that makes me think you need a cookie.
That's with a cookie. Imagine if I didn't.
I love those cookies. I gotta get some more. I know. I get it all the time. Okay, let's go back to the holiday movie theme.
Yeah.
All right. What holiday movie, I'm going to start with you, Chrissy.
Okay.
What holiday movie could you binge watch over and over again?
Elf or Home Alone, the first one.
Both of those,
I will binge watch and have been since the 1st of December.
Tom, I'm going to go with you.
Grinch. I mean, it's just this. Is there a better Christmas story than the Grinch?
There is.
Well, now he screws up at the end, right? Like his heart grows and he becomes a nice person. But like everything up until that point was great.
Can I interject?
Stealing the toys. And
can I off topic here?
Sure.
You made fun of me for quite a few weeks about this fancy lightning round. Oh, what's he doing? You're actually pretty freaking good at this. This is the first time you've participated in this. You're pretty
good. Well, I'm not the host today, so I'm not under pressure.
All right, my friend Mr. Di Natale, what movie could you binge watch?
Christmas Vacation.
Ooh, oh, that's a good
that
one.
Is a good movie.
Cousin Eddie, you know?
That is a good movie.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Home Alone as well. That's a classic. That kid was so cute.
Let's just touch on this for a second. I've heard this on the radio and on another podcast I produce. So people were talking about the fact that the first movie, you know, it's very like, oh, Christmas, you know, they leave him at home, but he's going to make this great Christmas. So the first one is very Christmassy. Like it's all about they left Kevin at home, right? Second movie literally is the theme of that movie is let's kill Kevin McAllister while he's stuck in New York. So those things.
Yeah.
It's a little less Christmassy, but I just thought that was quite funny. Still a great movie, but.
Yeah. All right. If you could be a Christmas character, I'm starting with you, Tom. Which character would you be? I'm
no brainer.
Grinch.
Grinch. He's wearing the hat. Why is this a cover? Like
you have to ask.
Yeah.
Although Max on the Grinch.
Oh my goodness.
I felt so bad for Max. He tried so hard.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, he was the only friend that the Grinch had. You know.
Oh, okay.
It's hard to be the Grinch's friend. You know that. You're my friend, right?
I'm going to go with Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer because I have a big Italian nose. So,
right.
How about you, Dave?
I'd be the Heat Miser.
Yeah.
The Heat Miser has a lot of hair.
Yeah.
He does. I burned all my hair. I don't know what to tell
you. But it adds character, though.
It does.
You didn't say which are you most like. Like, who would you like to be? Maybe you like some because he's got a good head of hair.
I don't need hair.
Don't judge.
Hair is just inefficient. It's inefficient.
Hair is inefficient.
Buddy the Elf, 100%. I feel like I'm like the girl version of him every other day of my life.
Do you know he turned down $20 million to do a sequel?
Good for him.
That movie?
Good.
I guess they didn't want to.
Is that Elf, the movie Elf?
Yeah,
that's Nancy's favorite. Nancy loves that.
All right.
He's great.
Do you, A, shop in advance for the holiday? Are you one of those people that waits till the day before? Chrissy, I think you're pretty efficient.
Advanced, yeah. I like that you say efficient. I really appreciate that. What he means is controlling. And that's my word for it.
Hey, you don't wait till last minute.
No,
I don't
controlling.
Either.
I like to be well in control of everything, so I do things way in advance.
So
and try and
he was talking about Jana taking care of everything. My wife is amazing as well. She shops for everyone, so I only have to buy for her. And because her birthday is the beginning of December, I do it in conjunction, so I just get it out of the way. So I do everything all at once. So
you should refer to it as get it out of the way.
I was going to let that one slide, but you know, just get it out of the way.
It's terrible.
You know.
Well, I kill two birds with one stone.
Oh, that's
you?
Even better.
You have to buy for your wife, right?
Of course.
Okay.
But
what
it's
are you
a
getting?
Pleasure
Any
for me. Brownie points.
I know she's watching.
Yep. She is. Well, you know, I can't say.
All right.
No, nothing good. No, I showed you the picture.
You do it in advance?
Yeah. I showed you the picture of her reaction to what I got her. It was a little bit early, but you saw the picture.
Yeah. Okay. What about you?
I'm so bad.
Your last minute.
That on Christmas morning, I'm at CVS, which is the only thing open in North Andover.
Oh, my goodness.
Going, oh, my God, I forgot my brother Danny. Okay, maybe I'll get him like a gift card to like the Chateau or something. Yeah. Like, whatever I can.
All right. Do you prefer Christmas Eve festivities or Christmas Day? Tom, I know you're Jewish. You celebrate 12 days, but...
I do. I celebrate both. I celebrate Hanukkah and Christmas, so I get the best of both worlds.
So what do you like better? Do you like the night before or the actual day?
For different things. The night before, for hanging out with family because there's no pressure, right?
Yep.
The day of Christmas, it's the kids opening the presents. Like I have nieces. My sister Kiana's got two daughters, and they come over and they start opening their presents. And just watching their faces light up as they open each thing and they're getting all excited. I love that about Christmas Day. Christmas Eve, it's like the grown ups sitting around having pie after dinner and talking and just kind of catching up on things. I just said a couple podcasts ago, I just had a one-on-one lunch with my brother Danny. Yeah. I haven't done that in 35 years. We've never been alone outside of the family unit, like on a holiday, Mother's Day, whatever, and just have a conversation. We're always like running into each other on holidays, but we're never doing it. So it was really, really neat to do that. And we used to kind of like catch up on Christmas Eve because parents would go in the other room with guests when they'd showed up. Yeah. And we kind of try. We had to be really careful, right? Because you're still at mom's. And if you're talking about mom and dad or stuff when you were growing up, they're going to walk in any minute. So you got to kind of like talk really low and talk in short sentences and look around the corner every 5 minutes. So that was really
cool. What did you do?
What about you? The Di Natales, your daughters are wonderful. Do you guys open gifts Christmas morning or do you do something
the
day before?
We do it all. We're partiers. You know, we go from Christmas Eve right into Christmas. But I like Christmas.
You people
Day.
Don't go to bed, so you're probably up all night. You people stay up late, huh?
I am in
bed at 9 o'clock.
That's what I love about Jane, is I can call her at 1 in the morning and she's up.
Yeah, she stays up late. So she's always
a busy woman.
On Facebook, she'll like something of mine, and the timestamp says 1 a.m. I'm like, don't you people sleep? So you do both? You prefer?
So I prefer the day after, or, I guess.
Day of, yeah.
Christmas Day.
Yeah, me too.
Because after that, it's...
I enjoy watching the kids open gifts.
Yeah, me too.
And I eat like a pig.
Both. I like both because my boyfriend's family does something on Christmas Eve.
Yes.
Like the whole family, we all get together. And that was really... I did that the first time last year with them. I love that. But then we've now done our own little tradition where it's just the two of us and the fur babies, the cat and the dog, on Christmas Day. And we have our own little thing where we just do all the gifts with the animals and us. And then we just binge watch Christmas movies all day and cook like a... smorgasbord for the two of us.
Sounds like a chill.
It's really nice.
You know what's really fun? What's really fun is Christmas night. After you go home, you've got like your presents, you've gotten your like whatever, and then like friends that you couldn't spend the day with them because they were with their family,
right.
Like drop over with something just to say hi, and you kind of sit around and talk about your Christmas. That's kind of fun too.
Yeah, it's good times. All right. What's the worst thing you hate about New Year's Eve? Chrissy, I'm coming to you.
People not being self-aware. Let's go with that. Like, I don't mind crowds of people. People that are stupid or are too drunk and don't realize anything. Like, I'm totally sober, falling over. Like, just be self-aware. There are other people. You're in a big crowd. There's lots of people around you.
Do you and your boyfriend go out for New Year's Eve or do you guys stay in?
Opposite. I'm going. He's not. I'm totally fine. Like, we had this conversation. He doesn't like crowds. I'm not bothered by it. I'm a musician. I'm going to go support one of my friend's bands up in Maine.
He's
happy to just stay home and do like a thing there. I'm not a that nearly insulted a lot of people. I personally don't feel a need to kiss somebody at midnight. It doesn't really make a whole lot of difference. I'll kiss him when I leave. I'll kiss him the next day when I see him. I want to go have fun and party with my friends.
Are you kidding me? I'm in my mid-50s. Anytime my wife wants to kiss me, I'm taking advantage of it.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Anytime she feels like it, makes it. Yeah. I feel bad for you. Yeah. Also, like. Yeah.
It usually involves alcohol.
Oh.
So what about? I'm gonna. Okay, you thought you were gonna be in trouble. I'm gonna be in trouble. All right. So what do you hate about New Year's Eve?
I just wish I could watch more Three Stooges, but now, doesn't appeal to everybody in my household. So, but that marathon, you're familiar with the marathon.
Yeah.
I could watch that all day.
All right. How about you?
So I hate and have always hated New Year's Eve. I've always stayed home. I went to Diana DeZoglio, had her 2020. If we'd only known then what we know now, right, after COVID and everything. So I've always hated everything about New Year's Eve. This year, however, after what I've been through medically and after getting some good news yesterday.
God bless you.
I am absolutely celebrating New Year's this year because I honestly never thought I'd see it.
Good for you. Yeah. All right.
Well, we're glad you are seeing it.
All right, final question.
And many more.
Final question.
Thank God.
All right. You're killing me. All right.
Sorry, what is we're your... like 10 minutes over, so I'm stopping the clock. I regret that choice.
Okay, time's up.
It's been up for like 5 minutes, 10
minutes. The course of your life.
Yeah.
The one favorite Christmas memory you have. This will be the final question. All right, I'm going to give you a minute. I'm going to start with Tom.
No, don't start with me. I'm going to need a few minutes.
All right, Dave.
Jeez, I don't know.
It's all time. You know how old we all are.
No, listen, I mean, I've had a lot of years. It's a lot of things there. Let me.
I probably shouldn't say this out loud, but I'm gonna. Yeah. So my aunt and uncle raised me, and my father and my father had a second wife, and she used to forbid my father from seeing me. So if she would find out that he came by my aunt and uncle's house to see me on any given day for whatever reason, she would make his life miserable, and so. My aunt and uncle told me my first Christmas with them, you know, he's going to try to come by, but don't expect him to come by. Don't be disappointed. You know, so I didn't know this, but my uncle Frankie, was my father's shift commander at the police department. He was a lieutenant and purposely stationed my father in South Lawrence. So when he took his break, he could come by on Christmas. And he brought me this electronic battleship. And he walked in, and I saw it on TV every day. The commercial was on, and I wanted it so bad, but I didn't expect I was going to get it, and I didn't even expect I was going to see my father. And my father, you know, broke with the wife and did it anyway, and on his lunch at Lawrence Police, came by the house, brought me an electronic battleship. I think I cried for a week.
Oh, that's great. All right, Dave, what about you?
Well, no, it doesn't matter. Like, it doesn't matter.
He's like, I don't have that, like, heartwarming.
No, you know, when the kids are little, you know, seeing them and but, you know, we get it. Yeah, I mean, it's just great to see him tear into the toys and get.
I agree. You know, how about you?
I love it.
We surprised my mother one year where, like, you know, she has three. There's three of us kids, or there was, and my brother lived far away, so we snuck him down without her knowing for Christmas one year, and so that was really cool.
So mine is when the kids
crying
were
the whole time.
So mine is when my kids were little. They came. We have a balcony that overlooks the Christmas tree, and they're like, Santa came, and they went downstairs and. The night before, they had put out milk and cookies, and Santa ate the cookies and left crumbs all over the floor, and the reindeer had chewed the carrots and made a mess, and I said, that's it. Santa made a mess. He's not coming anymore, and my four-year-old son at the time said, Dad, just give him another chance. He's very busy. He's got a lot of places he's got to go. Aww. So please give Santa a chance. He didn't mean it. So that was my favorite. We have that on video. So that's my favorite thing. All right, you can roll up Mel, I guess.
You know what I saw actually? Well, I'm just going to put me in my morbidness. Someone did a similar thing. So, you know, yeah, everyone does that eat the carrot, eat the cookies kind of thing. Someone posted online. It was a photo of the elf on the shelf. It's just the head. On a plate with chicken bones, but it would made it look like a little skeleton. I went, oh, thanks for the snack. It was great. Like, he ate Elf on the Shelf.
That's so
fantastic.
Cool.
That's pretty good.
So, you know, talk to your kids this Christmas, folks. It's going to be great.
All right, folks.
All right, let's
roll. We're going to roll up Mel. I want to thank Christine Cunningham.
Hello, that's me.
Wonderful producer. She's been terrific helping me out.
Pay me in cookies.
She's going to enjoy her cookies, I hope.
I'll take payment.
Yeah, I think
cookies,
you just made my mom's day with all her mentions anyway.
Oh, I mean every word of it.
We appreciate you letting us go over today.
She's actually the one person that I went shopping for.
I appreciate all of you.
But no card.
Dave DiNatale.
That's how much he loves me. I didn't get a card.
I want to thank Dave DiNatale, W3 On, for coming on.
Thanks for
McLennan Real Estate, Century 21 and Company. Marsan & Son Construction, EIS Investigation and Gun Training, the Doug Mercurio Law Office, Borelli's Deli, Tomo, Shaken Seafood, Clear Path for Veterans New England, AFC Urgent Care, Pleasant Valley Landscape, Par 28 Loaded, and the Zani Pesh Law Office. Free shout out to JG's, and I want to say, Tom, that text you sent me about you being cancer-free made my Christmas. God bless
you.
I am so happy that you are on the path to health.
Thank you.
God bless you.
And it's been a roller coaster.
I want to thank everybody. Happy holidays. May you have a blessed Christmas and Happy New Year. Thank you. Let's go home already.
The views and opinions expressed by the hosts, guests, or callers of this program do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the Studio 21 Podcast Cafe, the United Podcast Network, its partners or affiliates.